Good evening, everybody. I'd like to ask you to take your seats. We're going to get started now. My name is Paul Maresch. I'm with the Northwest Progressive Community. And we're here tonight to help people carry on the conversation that we had in June in the town hall on creating a culture of peace and the setting up a U.S. Department of Peace and working towards that goal. And so I'd like to ask you to move up. This is an interactive event tonight. And at this time, I'm really proud to introduce Peter Burgel. He's the executive. Peter Burgel, the executive director of Oregon Peace Works and the editor of the Peace Worker. For some of you, you've known about Peter for a long time because he's been working in for decades to advance the peace agenda in Portland, in Oregon, in the Pacific Northwest. And actually, it's no longer Oregon Peace Workers, Peace Works. It's just Peace Works, right? The papers. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce Peter Burgel.
Well, thank you. I'm not sure we actually need sound amplification, but I'll use it for at least a few minutes. I'm going to ask you once again if you wouldn't move up, because we're trying to get something done. This is really more of a meeting than it is a presentation today. So we need to get into a little group so we don't feel so dwarfed by this large space. So Paul asked me to come and facilitate this this meeting today, and in discussing it, we decided that what we're trying to do today is to actually move from a bunch of ideas which were put forward when we did this when Dennis Kucinich was in the state earlier, I guess it was the beginning of the summer. We had a pretty well attended meeting, and there were a lot of ideas that came forward at that time. And now is the time to start saying, okay, so what are we going to do about that? Are we going to get around another Sunday afternoon and just talk about it and then walk away and not do anything? Or are we going to pick one of these things, actually get busy on it? So my answer to that as an organizer is, let's pick something and get busy. So that's what the agenda is intended to do today. Okay. So the agenda that I wanted to carry forward today with you folks is right here. We're right here. We're going to have a song from Mark Olmsted, who's been entertaining us while we were socializing. How about a big hand for Mark? Sounds really nice today. And we'll take just a minute or two to do introductions. I don't want people to get into long speeches at this point because we don't have a lot of time today. But just enough to find out who we are and if we're representing groups here or whether we're representing ourselves. Then we'll go into brainstorming action. We're going to say, okay, we want to start writing down the ideas that you folks have in three kinds of categories. First of all, what would I be willing to give some leadership to? What do I think we should do and I would be willing to give some leadership to? And if not that, then the second is, what would I be willing to participate in if somebody else gave us leadership? And number three, just what do I think the group ought to do? So those are three different levels. Then, after we get a pretty good list up here, then I'm going to ask you to come up and write your names next to these ideas. And what I'm going to ask you to do is take three votes on what I just think the group should do. So you won't even have to write your name on that one. Just make a mark. And I'm going to trust you not to do more than three. So three there. You get two votes on participation, but you have to write your name down this time. And then you get one vote on leadership, and you have to write your name and phone number down. I'll go through it again when it's time to do it. But just want you to know that that way we're going to have some idea of what we want to do. Hang on just a minute, okay? What we want to do and whether we have leadership for it and whether we have people who think it's more than just a good idea, who think it's a good enough idea that they'd put some energy into it. Having done that, we'll break down into small groups for most of the, well, a good part of the rest of the afternoon, 45 minutes of it, just in small groups, and we'll discuss these ideas from the point of view of how should we proceed with this and what comes next to make this project happen. Then we'll come back into the large group and say, well, here's what we're going to do. Here's what our small group's going to do. Obviously, you're going to have to choose which small group you get into if we have more than one. Then we'll have a closing ritual and another song, and we'll be ready to go. So that's what I have in mind for you right now, for the rest of the time that we're together today. But before we do, I'd like to give some close attention to Mark. We've been giving sort of cursory attention to him as he's been singing. And now I'd like to ask you to give him your close attention because he has a song that's particularly intended for this gathering.
Thank you, Peter. This is one that starts off my second CD titled One Piece at a Time. That it really gets our invitation, I think, to play our part here.
What if where we are now is the place we have to be to see the next turn we were born to make? What if all the world was lining up in just this moment to reveal how where we are is no mistake? What if our love won't wait? What if every time I've tried to tell myself I'm satisfied, I start to feel a hunger once again? What if all I hear and see and smell and touch and taste might be to give a sense of where to now begin to find peace on this earth here within? What if the kind of world that we were born to make, with any given moment we can come? Shadow of a doubt, stand for love together and act now. What if love is telling me the life that I was born to lead is one more step in front of me right here? And what if I believed it too and found my strength to follow through? What if I now step out beyond my fear? Become clearer, see through a late fiasco. are is no mistake. But in our time won't wait. What in our hearts won't wait. What if all our love won't wait?
That was really nice. What if our times won't wait? What if we really have to get something done at this point? What a concept. Okay, we're going to just go around real quickly now. All I'd like you to do is tell me your name and if you're affiliated with a group here in Portland. And just want you to not give speeches at this point. But just quickly go through, yeah. All right. As Jackie Gleason used to say, you're a good group. Okay, well, let's move forward into the agenda here. Is there somebody who would like to help write? Somebody with pretty visible. No, I'm looking for somebody who'll do it here. Meg? Thanks. Let's pick a nice visible color. Okay, so those of you who were around at the meeting that we had before, earlier in the summer, maybe you could bring forward a couple of the ideas. Now, we're not talking about them. Hang on just a minute. We're not talking about those ideas right now. You all know the rules of brainstorming. Oh, yeah, the rules, right. The rules of brainstorming. But let me get into these rules first. Yeah, I'm tying myself up in this thing. Before we go on, just the objectives that I want us to agree on here that we're trying to do today is, first of all, we're trying to get acquainted with each other. Second of all, we're wanting to choose one or more projects. And third of all, we need to decide how to proceed. Is that what we want to do here today? Yeah? Okay. Okay. This isn't the best place to do that. So I'd like to ask for these ground rules to be accepted. One is, let's be constructive. You know, it's easy to tear down other people's ideas, not so easy to build them up. Let's listen to each other with respect. That means let people finish. And to make that easier, let's be brief. So just get the ideas out and don't go on at length about them. Rules of brainstorming. When we do a brainstorm, we just throw the idea up there. As soon as Meg can get it written up here, we will put it down. We'll talk about it in the small groups if a small group forms around that. We don't need to waste our time right now deciding whether this is a good idea, whether it belongs in this thing or not. We don't have to do that because you get to vote with your feet in the very next time. So we'll just throw the ideas up there. No applauding, no tearing them down, just put them up on the sheet. And remember, we're looking for people, for projects that have leadership, that have participation, and that the group ought to be doing. Okay? Those are the criteria. Go for it.
And I'd like to see another resolution brought before the City Council to oppose not only this continuous war, over 1,900 people now from the U.S., not to mention the Iraqi people, but to oppose this and future wars. Thank you.
Okay, so a City Council resolution on the war.
for a Department of Peace resolution in support of the Department of Peace.
Department of Peace resolution at the city council level. Yeah.
I really think the Department of Peace is could be very closely allied with the Peace Tax Campaign nationally, and I think it's a good idea to start with the city. I also think that in terms of education, bringing your efforts to small groups that are already organized, which Peter and I were talking about, which is essentially what? Our faith communities of all sorts. Our faith communities are vibrant and really don't deserve the bad rap they've been getting all over the place, thanks to ultra-conservatives like Mr. Bush and his friends.
Could you summarize that again?
Yeah, connect with the faith communities and connect the Department of Peace with the Peace Tax Fund, because that's education. We know where the money is going. It's not going to our schools or anything there, water, healthcare.
Okay.
To follow up on that, if we're asking other people to not have their children go to war, we should be having our religious people saying from the pulpits that we should not be sending our youth to war, just as much as they aren't signing it. The other thing is I think we need to designate a peace day on a weekend, like the second or third Saturday or whatever, and no matter what state you are in and no matter what city you are in, there will be a march, and we should have some way of identifying that you should go to this place if you're on vacation, no matter where you are, and at this time on the planet, here in the United States, every city will be doing this. And you will find that a lot of people, I talk to them, they say, you know, I didn't think there were any peace marches going on anymore, or this or that, and I don't hear about it, and I try and stay in touch. And if you had one day where it happened, and it was expected to happen, and you knew it, just like a paycheck or anything else...
Okay, annual peace day, right?
No, month. Once a month.
Oh, monthly peace day.
Yes, sir.
Monthly peace day. Okay, monthly peace day.
Keep it going.
Yeah.
I would suggest researching the actual global peace organization. So what I'm saying is, speaking actually, some of the research organizations that already have global peace day can publicize it among our members.
Well, wait a minute. We're not ready to discuss it now. We're not ready to discuss it. Remember the rules of brainstorming. Okay, so you're saying on this idea of a monthly peace day, we need to research who's already doing something about that. Okay. Yes. Okay. Keep the National Guard in country. Yes, over there.
Yeah, my voice is here. Develop or work with other coalitions and other groups in developing candidate forums. So one of the subjects of consideration is.
Okay, candidate forums on that focus on peace issues, is that right?
Or at least include that in.
Okay, candidate forums that include peace issues as being one of the main topics. Okay?
Yeah. I was just thinking maybe something like LC, and if there's some way we could make sure that possible board all pulled together so that people can see it directly themselves.
Okay, so determine and publicize the cost of war at all levels. Great. Good one. Anybody else? Okay, well, that's a pretty good-sized list that we have. So at this point, let's consider it. Yes?
Mr. Brugel, I like my suggestion on there the way I said it, if it's all right.
Well, why don't you go up and write it the way you want it? Okay, at this point, we want to do the voting part. We've got a lot of ideas up there, and it's all four of those sheets right there. So you can do it four people at a time can be in front of that or maybe more. So remember, here's what we're trying to do. And those of you who are confused the first time, I'm going to try and make it clear. So first of all, you have three votes on what you think might be a good idea for people to do. You're not necessarily thinking that you're going to do these three, but you think that this is a good thing for the group to do. Now, maybe it is what you want to do, but just three. So we can, like, this is a small group, and we're not going to do a whole bunch of projects. We'll do one, maybe two out of this group. So you have to winnow it down. Not to say that these aren't a whole bunch of good ideas, but so three votes on that, and all you have to do there is put a check mark. Put a check mark, but just three of them, if you think it's a good idea. If you think that it's something that you'd like to participate in, that you'd be willing to participate in, then write your name next to two of them, maximum two. Okay, maximum two that you would participate in. And if you are willing to give leadership to some of this stuff, then put your name and your telephone number. And you only get one of those, because we don't believe that you're going to offer leadership to more than one. Is that clear? Any questions about that? Okay, then. We'll just take a break. Meanwhile, you can graze down that table again once if you want. But we'll take, it's now, I got 4:55. We'll take till just after 5. I'm a little fast. But I'll call you back together again in maybe about 6 or 7 minutes. So just get up here. You can get your food after you've done this. Get your votes up there. All right? So you've got a maximum of 6 votes in 3 categories. Okay, so what we have here, is I've put blue circles around the ones where we have people's phone numbers, and red lines under the names of people who are willing to work on stuff. So I think for in order to do the winnowing down process, what we need is some leadership. So you need some people and you need some leaders. So clearly we have, this is one, for example, a lot of people thought was a great idea. And we got a lot of people saying that they were interested in doing it. But we didn't get any leadership. However, this is outreach to faith and peace communities. And this one says connect with faith communities. So we probably should have combined those in the first place, because that's pretty much the same thing. And we did get some leadership there. So let's make that one group. We've got a lot of energy down here on get out information about the cost of war. And we got a circle here. So we've got some leadership on that, so we can make that another group. Here we had somebody willing to offer leadership, but not very many people, just two people willing to work on it. So I'd say let's not have a group on that, since we don't have that many of us here in the first place. Huh?
I'm over here. I can't read any of
them. Oh, yeah, right, of course. Connect with the Peace Tax Fund is this one. This one we had various people saying that they were interested in it and would even work on it, but no leadership. The one to really pay attention to is the Portland Public Schools Peacemaking Event, annual part of the curriculum, like Earth Day. There were three people who said they'd work on it, and a lot of people thought it was a good idea, but nobody said they'd offer any leadership. Now, in this one, this is Support Jim
Robeson's election, there were two people who said that they would work on it, and one of them said that they'd offer leadership, and then there were a few other people that thought it was a good thing. So we could have a group on that, since we have both participants and leadership, if it pulls together. And then Summit of Peace and Justice groups citywide, a lot of people checked that, and a number of people said that they would work on it, but nobody said they'd offer any leadership. Does any one of those people who said they'd work on it want to offer leadership on that? That'd be Martha, Mary Anderson, Meg Rowland, and Paul Marish. Okay, that's Martha, right? Yeah. Okay, so Martha's going to offer leadership on that. So I see that as four groups, which is about the right number. Where'd it go? Here it is. You need to come back up here and put your phone number. Why do I have people put their phone numbers in up here, you might ask? Well, you're not all going to be in the same in the small groups of the ones of the all the things that you might be interested in. So later on, if you don't get to be in a small group, but you hear from the report back from the small groups, boy, that sounded really exciting. I wonder how I plug into that. You go back up here and you write down the phone number of the person who said that they'd offer leadership, and that's why we're doing that. So, good thing there. So we'll have four groups. One of them will be on. Those two are together. Wait a minute. These two are together. That's right. One of them will be on outreach to faith and peace communities, or connect with faith communities. That one. And let's have that group over in this area. So this is the faith community group over here. Let's see. Where was the next one? The cost. Oh, yeah, down here, right. Thank you. Get out the information about the cost of war. Why doesn't that group meet right over here in this area? And then the people who want to work on Jim Robeson's campaign, how about meeting in that area over there? And the Summit of the Peace and Justice groups citywide meet over there. Okay? Is that clear? Let me run through it one more time. People over here working on the faith communities stuff. People over here working on the cost of war. People over there working on Jim Robeson's campaign. And people over there working on the Summit of Peace and Justice groups. Okay, take about 45 minutes. Please get a note taker. Somebody be responsible for writing down the good ideas and the good thoughts. And what you're trying to do is decide what you want to do and how you're going to do it. And we'll come back after about 45 minutes, and we'll talk back to the main group about what is planned. Thank you.
They're meeting in small groups now for probably another half hour, and there will not be anything else to record, so I'm going to cut it off while they're just talking amongst themselves. I think their small groups work better without media listening in. Each group will report back when this session this time is over. So then, there's that.
We're coming down to the end of our time together, but we do need to move along. Oh, it's like trying to organize a convention of cats.
Herding.
Okay. So we had four groups. One of them was on reaching out to the faith community with a peace message. One of them was on Jim Robeson's campaign. One of them was on... cost of war, right? And the other one was having a summit, a citywide summit of peace and justice groups. So who's ready to go first? Martha, come on up here.
We had a real small group, but the plan of the moment is to contact as many peace and justice groups, try and get a representative from each to come to a core committee, identify goals for the summit. The non-objective goal is how do we connect and support each other, share information and resources, and be able to focus on campaigns, the monthly peace day, the cost of war, faith communities, bring those all together and create a solid peace and justice presence while we individually do what is our group's focus. To create real change, we need to be the community, and we need to look as powerful as we really are. So we will contact people, try to pull together a core committee meeting in another 2 weeks, at which time we'll set a date, location, and just do it.
All right. I want to be here. That's right. When we do good work, we need to applaud ourselves for it, right? All right. Good work. Who wants to be second? All right. Come on, Ellen.
The first thing we wanted folks to know is the first fundraising letter is out, and it includes not only the remit envelope, but also an endorsement form, and if they live in the district, a petition to get Jim on the ballot. For those who don't know, there are two ways a candidate can file for office. One is pay the fee, and the other one is to walk the district and get signatures from the community. Jim is walking the district, and that's the way a candidate should file for office, I think. Okay, so along those lines, all of you, we decided that everyone who lives in House District 44, which is North Portland, please pick up a petition, help us get those signatures from your neighbors, and get it back to Jim. They are addressed, so all you have to do is stick a stamp on it and tape it shut. Lastly, Nicolette, hi, back there, has agreed to graciously do some follow-up phoning for us. I do have a sign-up sheet right here if you're going to take a petition. And last but not least, I don't know if you know, there's a campaign finance reform initiative out there that's collecting signatures. Jim is one of the chief sponsors. So what that means is he has agreed to limit himself to a $100 limit on individual contributions. That means we need a lot of meet and greet time with Jim as a candidate. We need to get him out into the peace community and get him introduced, because it's the small donors that are going to get him elected. And it's the small donors and our small voices that are sometimes overlooked and not heard. We need to get Jim elected so we have someone that we can talk to down in Salem. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. And you are running for House District 44. Okay. Next, who's next? Okay. This was the faith-based community group.
Yes, after three pages of notes, we finally came to consensus on how to impact the religious communities around town. And the best way we felt to do that was to tap into the collective wisdom of the religious leaders themselves. So each of us committed to contacting the ministers and priests and of the different faiths around the community, and to, in an effort to bring them together, to ask them, how do we impact your community? How do we get the Department of Peace and all of the things we've discussed here today into the communities? So that's what we decided to do.
Okay, and that leaves the cost of war, folks.
Okay, we had a very small group, and we, our mission is to get info out on the real cost of war. So our three points that we came up with were, first, we have to determine and gather the facts, and we're going to try not to reinvent the wheel, talk to our War Resisters League people and others who've already done this work. Anyway, get our facts all together. Figure out our presentation. We have someone who is very artistic in our group and will help us do that. And we came up with various ways to distribute the information, one of which was through youth faith groups of youth. How do I put that? Faith youth groups.
There we go.
So we'll interleave with what you're doing that way. We talked about letters to the editor, posting on web blogs, flyers in coffee shops. One of us is going to work on a pithy saying to put on a bumper sticker. And we're hoping that we can get some information out through KBOO Radio and through Tom Hartman's show. And that's where we are.
Yeah, good. Getting the young people involved. That way we won't be utterly youthless. Okay. Well, we've had an interesting afternoon, I think. A lot of good things to eat. We've had a lot of good ideas thrown up here. I'm hoping that Paul and his group are going to put out some kind of a summary of all this to those of you who have left your email addresses. Have people left their email addresses?
Yes.
Okay.
If there's anyone who came late and didn't sign in, on the front table there is a place to sign in where you put your contact information, your email.
That's very important. If you have any way to be contacted by email, please leave it behind, because these days, that's the way a lot of this stuff gets done, is through email. So, and it's a real convenient way, so nobody has to do too much work to make that happen. I know a lot of us ignore a lot of our email, but still, it's a good tool. And so, please be sure to leave your email address here, so that Paul and his group can keep up with you and let you know what's going on. Yes. Right.
Veterans for Peace has set up a Yahoo group, so you can send one email and reach all of your group members. It's very handy. It saves a lot of time. It might be, I don't know, the computer geeks among us might want to take that on. It's very handy.
There's also one called PDX Peace, or Peace PDX, that I constantly get things from, too. So there's at least a couple of those listservs out there. So, yeah, those are great tools. It's not hard to set them up if you get somebody who knows how to do it. It's really not much work. Okay, with that, I think we have one more announcement.
Glenn Owen, K-Buddhist. I've recorded this meeting in the entirety. It'll go out on the web probably tomorrow. I would like to thank our new members, Martha and Elaine, and the generous Margaret Rowland for generous donation. Thank you.
All right. KBOO Radio, certainly one of the important resources that we have in this community.
Hi there, I'm Casey, and I also work with the Oregon Voter Rights Coalition, and I'm passing out a flyer right now on our summit, a national summit for election reform that's to be held next weekend. How many here think if Al Gore had been elected in 2000, we would be in Iraq right now? How many here think Al Gore was truly elected? Okay, so you can see the segue I'm making between the peace movement and the election reform movement. The election reform movement is, elections are the basis of our democracy. And as those get soiled by various methods, including the corporate influence on the election process itself, so does soil our democracy. So I strongly encourage activists of any bent, you know, of peace activists, environmentalist activists, GLBT activists, which I thought I was going to be doing at this point in my life, we all have to at least have a basic knowledge of what's going on with our elections. So I'm running a blue light special today. I've got registration forms here, and the registration for the entire conference, it's a 3.5 days from September 30th, Friday, through Sunday. Is $72, but the early bird discount was $52. I'm extending that $52 at the risk of being chewed out, but it's okay, today, if you want to sign up today. Also, if you just want to do the Saturday session instead of 32, we can do it for 25, but you'll have to sign up here. Sorry. So please check out the flyer and figure out what part of the day you can make it, and you know, even if you can't decide tonight or don't know what your schedule is, I strongly encourage you to make at least part of your weekend available for next weekend. Besides which, it's going to be raining. We offer our conference indoors. Thanks.
All right, thank you. One more.
Anybody who's not doing stuff tomorrow morning, the delegation delivering letters, postcards to Wyden and Smith's office leaves Pioneer Square at 9 a.m. Hey, Senator, remember us. We're the ones who put you there.
Right on. Thank you so much for mentioning that one. We're doing it in Salem as well, so we need some help with that little effort. All these demonstrations that we went to yesterday are great, but they don't get the word directly to the seven people in Oregon who actually get to vote on this stuff, right? So we got to make sure we get the word to them. All right. Could I get you all to walk up here and hold hands, and we'll face Mark, and we'll come to bring this afternoon to a bit of a conclusion here.
You know, got turned off here or something.